This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome into hour number two of our Labor Day weekend show. We're telling Katrina fishing stories. We're talking about bad boys who it only took them 24 hours when a law went into effect for them to abuse it. We'll tell you about their story. We also got fishing reports from guys like Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard with a paddler's report, and Captain Ryan Lambert with Cajun Fishing Adventures. But right now we've got a preview of Tigers in the Wild, and this preview is presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Here's Jacoby and Guillory.
Well, we're back again for another episode of Tigers in the Wild. Tales from the Gator, presented by John Deere at Sunshine. So, Jacobian, tell me a little bit about our trip. I mean, you talked to me about getting a chance to go out in the Gulf and do some offshore fishing. We finally got to make that happen. A little bit of a rough ride on the Kemosabe.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Rainey family did a good job. They took us out there. Mm-hmm. They put us on those fish. Instantly, we caught it. We got our limits.
Yeah.
So that was really a successful trip. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the experience and what you thought about it.
Oh man, it was literally like I didn't know what to expect, but we caught a lot of fish and it was a wonderful time. And the fish were biting, and then I realized like it was a fight. So getting into some of those fights with some of those fishes, they were pretty heavy. I think we caught like it was some pretty heavy fish we were catching. So getting into like real intense battles with those fishes, like I've never been in a part of them like that. So being a part of something like that, it was real cool.
So you're a vet of Tigers in the Wild. You got a chance to come on a second trip.
Yes, sir.
We went out and did some garfish. How would you compare fishing in the marsh, catching monster garfish, to getting out into the Gulf and catching big red snapper?
I still think that the garfish was a little harder because shooting the bow was real. Like, it was a little harder, just a little bit. But I think I did enjoy the red snapper fishing a little bit more than garfisher, I'd say.
I saw you guys seemed to kind of get a nice surprise with the physicality of bringing up, I mean, what did we catch? 25-inch, I mean, some really, really 15-pound, 16, 18-pound class of snapper. You guys, tell me about what it felt like to lock up with a bigger fish like that.
It was really, it was really a fight. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know fish could really fight that hard. And then when I pulled it up, just seeing that they were that big, man, it was, and then like afterwards, you filleted them and everything, it was some real good food. My girlfriend, she did make some good red snapper. She put it on the grill and it was really good.
That's it. I saw a few things that I've never seen on a snapper trip. You really put the tackle and the gear to the test. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the two rods that we had to sacrifice.
Yeah, man, so I guess I was fighting a little bit too much and a couple of them broke, but It was nice once everyone told me like what I was doing wrong and I got it all right. And then after that, it was smooth sailing.
Well, you are a powerful man because I have never seen a Pen 5000 snap from the base. Oh, when you twisted that thing and it snapped right off, I saw the look on your face.
I'm just glad we brought a lot of reels.
We definitely had backup. Mm-hmm. How is it to have Coach Kyle Williams back in Baton Rouge, an LSU legend? I mean, a guy that's just had a decorated NFL career. What would he say about you going out and getting out in the Gulf catching?
He'll be proud, especially me and Amaya catching as many fish as we could. Like, he'll definitely be proud. We showed him, we got a chance to show him how many fish we caught. The footage is crazy, but like, it was like, he'll be really proud to know that we caught all those fish.
Well, Jacobin, you're no stranger to adversity.
Mm-hmm.
You're a six-year senior?
Yeah.
Six-year senior, came back, and you're overcoming some adversities to get back on the field. You know, last season didn't quite end the way you guys wanted. What could Tiger fans expect going into the next season?
Oh, well, with that being said, like, it just didn't go out of how I planned, because I didn't play the whole season. I tore my Achilles the second game.
Yeah.
And I think with this season, like, ahead of us, we feel like we can be national champions this year. And I truly believe that because of the quarterback that we have, the offense we have, the defense we have, the coaches that we have.
Yeah.
And just from the bottom to the top, I think we're gonna just be a better group than we were last year.
Who would you say is the most improved position group on the field that you've seen?
I think as a whole team, honestly, every position group from the top to the bottom has just improved. Now, I've got a chance to watch that over the years, and I truly believe that.
Yeah. How's it feel to be the veteran and a leader and somebody that's going to be counted on?
It feels like it's a full circle moment. I feel like I've been put in these adversities for a reason, and I was just like, this is the true test.
Good. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming back. Mm-hmm. We loved having you. And certainly hope you tell all your teammates how great Tigers in the Wild was. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, we certainly wish you the best in the upcoming season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
All right. That is our co-host of Tigers in the Wild, Lance Burgess, interviewing Jacobin Guillory, one of the leaders that you'll see tonight on the field with LSU, talking about a great snapper trip he had. If you want to watch the video and watch him break off that pin reel, go to BayouWildTV.com. You can find all the stations, where we air, when we air. And if nothing else, you can always catch it on YouTube. That's Tigers in the Wild. We're in season 4 right now. All right, coming back after this, Captain Mike Gallo joins us. We got a fishing report coming from his neck of the woods, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Biloxi Marsh, all the Mr. Go, all those areas there. And he can update you on where the fish are and what they're biting on. He is next for you. He's coming up on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, when you're out in the water and you see one of those big, beautiful, bright yellow boats headed out, there's a good chance that's one of the sea tow captains headed out to serve one of their customers, because day by day, they're out there getting free tow-ins. They're doing 24/7 expert service, fuel delivery, jump starts, whatever it needs to get their customers back to the dock. It's really peace of mind, and that's because they're members. They've signed up by calling Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, or you can do it very easily online. Just go to CETO.com. You'll have a CETO membership for $249 for an entire year. You can renew it after that and continue to have that peace of mind and service wherever you need it, whenever you need it on the water. Let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. His features are presentation of CETO, and he updates us weekly on what's happening in his area. And Mike, how'd your week go, and what's the prospects for this long Labor Day weekend looking like?
Well, Don, we had a pretty productive week. The weather was a bit of a challenge, but on the times that we did get out, we caught fish in some of the deeper passes in the local area. Live shrimp on a drop shot always works well. Other trips, we were able to get to the exterior of the Biloxi Marsh, fish along the outside. We fish current lines with popping corks with the imitation shrimp below the cork. Of course, we had weed through a bunch of small fish. There's white trout. There's ladyfish. But there's also keeper trout mixed in with them. So it was kind of business as usual for this time of year. Today, with the rain chances and yesterday's rain chances, we decided to reschedule. My customers were driving in from Kentucky. We made this decision on Wednesday. They were scheduled to fish with me yesterday and today. So we're going to push them into December. They've been fishing with me for quite a few years. So it just didn't work out for us weather-wise, but we'll get another opportunity.
Mike, when this is the time of the year when we run into a lot of those undesirables, you know, the hardheads, the gaff tops, the ladyfish, they kind of mix in. When you get into that situation in there, but you know there are speckled trout and maybe some white trout in the area, what do you do to try to avoid the trash fish? Is there anything you can do? Maybe switch over to plastics and hope that you'll catch more of the predator fish on those than you will the trash fish?
I'll switch over to plastics. That's one thing. And I'll adjust the depth of the cork. You know, sometimes the bigger fish are a little bit deeper down. You might be 4 to 5 feet below a cork, or even just tight line plastics. And you just kind of, you know, I think of it as doing my math. If I catch 10 fish and 5 of them are undesirable and 3 of them are undersized and 2 of them go in the box, it depends on how late in the day and what's been happening ahead of me. You know, if I've already got 10 in the box and it's only 7 o'clock, I might want to move. But if I've only got 2 in the box and I've caught 2 out of 10, then I might want to sit it out for a while. So you just kind of make a decision, stick with it, try to find a similar area, and hopefully you don't find as many of those undesirables in that area.
Mike, can you remember your first post-Katrina fishing trip?
I was back in business taking a client on October the 4th, and I do remember it. There's a set of rocks just southwest of Chef Pass along the shoreline of Lake Bourne, and I circled those rocks every day for probably 3 or 4 weeks, and we would catch 40 to 60 trout, handful of redfish and a handful of black drum. And we did this all with plastics. I remember telling Dudley, you know, where I was catching fish, and he's like, those rocks? That's a community hole. Well, it really is a community hole, but there was no community fishing it. So there was good numbers of fish there. And I think I went to that one spot for 3 weeks in a row and did very well.
Yeah, fishing was excellent post-Katrina. And, of course, you didn't have the competition. A lot of people didn't have their boats, didn't know where they were, didn't have equipment, and were trying to get their lives back together again. Well, you bounced back pretty quick, and you found a similar trip, many trips as to what I did, and found the fishing really good after that. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, let's see. We got your website is aaofla.com. If they are on my site, they'll find you and get a link. Tell them what the phone number is if they want to give you a call.
Well, Don, one thing I want to share with you, I have a news break for you.
Oh, great. We love to break news stories.
CETO is offering 15 months for the cost of a year's service. So you can get 3 free months. All you have to do is log on and use promo code FELA15 at the checkout. This is an ad that's going to show up in Martian Bayou magazine. I was speaking with Christian recently, and he said, yeah, share that with Don Dubuque's listeners. You guys are all deserving of 3 free months. So you can't beat that. 3 more months of peace of mind for the cost of 12.
And you heard it first right here on the Outdoor Show. That's SELA, S-E-L-A 15, and you get the 15 months for the price of 12.
That's correct. And you can reach me. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me at my website, which is AAofLA.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
Always great to talk to Mike. And, of course, that's CETO.com is where you go in to get signed up. Thank you, Mike, for everything. We really appreciate it. Have a great day out there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Last week he was in Texahoma catching striped bass. All right. We come back after this. It's time for the Paddler's Report. Brendan Bayard joins us to tell us what's going on in the world of kayaking. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Network. And our Paddlers Report is produced and sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They're your local fly shop specialist, plus some of the latest gear, fishing tackle you'll use in the local area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks, and they also offer fly tying and fly fishing classes. They open up 10 a.m. today. Go visit Justin at No Wake Outdoors, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us with the Paddler's Report. And Brendan, if you could give us a quick recap of how Ride the Bull went last weekend.
Yeah, Don, we had 261 anglers sign up, so still by far the biggest kayak tournament in the world. Patrick Hoffman won the event with about a 30-pound redfish. The fishing was a little bit slow. There was about 20 bull reds caught and weighed. It just depends on when that fallen tide really starts. And it just kind of came a little bit too late in the day for it to really have the big numbers. So, you know, it's a little bit tide dependent sometimes. And that was the case this year, but the people who grinded it out, found the fish and took home the prizes. So, congrats to Patrick again. And he won the biggest kayak fishing tournament in the world.
Yeah, 30-pounder, that's a very respectable fish. Well, what's this Labor Day weekend looking for somebody with a kayak wants to get out and do some fishing or crabbing?
Yeah, the coast is still where it's going on. You got a lot of crabs all along the coast, all along those canals that are near the coast. If you want to bring the family, this is the perfect time to go down to the beach. You know, Elmer's has that little shuttle service where you can get in those little gators and just get dropped off all along the coast right there towards the pass. Just go out there with your dip nets and set your lines, and you'll catch a lot of crabs. You know, trout are biting in the morning with your popping corks, and, you can catch redfish in the marsh, all the usual suspects. We got some guys preparing for the Redfish Rumble in a couple of weeks at Point of Shin, and they've been catching a lot of flounder, pre-fishing for that. So the flounder are moving in, so that's always a fun table fare to bring home and cook. One of my favorites, certainly. And then out west in Big Lake, all along that ship channel, the fish are right there. So if you fish West Cove or Joe's Cove, that kind of area, those fish are in that kind of ship channel area along Big Lake.
Not a lot of options. Look, later this month over in Mobile, that Five Rivers Kayak Slam event, how does that work and where can people find out more to get signed up?
The MBKFA has a Facebook page, and you can sign up for the event over there. And that's at the end of the month. It'll be a slam tournament. You can fish anywhere in Alabama waters. I usually go over there, take my son. We have a great time. A lot of big trout get caught over there. I think last year I had like a 22-inch trout for part of my slam. One guy caught a 26-inch trout. So you never know what you're going to catch when you go over there. So that's kind of why I take my pilgrimage yearly.
Where is the weigh-in, Hill?
The weigh-in is at the Five Rivers Building, which is over there on the causeway right north of I-10 right there. There's a big facility that's kind of like a wildlife and fisheries facility up there on the rivers, Five Rivers Delta. Great facility, and they have the weigh-in there every year with hot dogs, hamburgers, cookout, and weigh your fish.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Brendan, anything else before you go?
No, man, it's, 3-day weekend. It's nice to have and get out there and fish and take advantage of what Mother Nature gives you. It's going to be a good one.
Got it. Brendan, thanks so much for the information. We always appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Don.
All right. There he goes. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the kayak or paddler's report. All right. We come back after this. Yeah, it only took 24 hours for a new law to go into effect before four guys actually abused it. And they are our bad boys of the outdoors. Their tale is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at our text message board. We've got someone looking, wanting to know about places that rent boats. I'm sorry, I can't help you. There used to be a couple places that did. I don't know whether it's because of insurance purposes, but I don't know of anyone that rents boats at this time. But I'll put it out for the listeners, and if someone knows of a boat rental place, please text me at 504-260-1870. Now, there was an operation called the Freedom Boat Club, and you would buy a membership, and the membership would get you the use of a boat wherever you wanted it. In other words, they had certain marinas where they kept these boats. Most of them were pontoon party boats, but they did have flat boats and bay boats, and you just reserved it and under your club membership cost. But I don't know if that took off or if it went away, but you might look into Freedom Boat Club was the name of it. All right, we're going to take a quick station identification pause, and then it's time for everybody's favorite, the Bad Boys of the Outdoors. I got four of them to talk about. We'll do it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On August 1st, the Louisiana law allowing nighttime froggers for the first time ever to carry firearms went into effect. Well, it only took less than 24 hours for the first abuse of the law when on August 2nd, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement agents Senior Agent Dustin Barton and Sergeant Joshua DiBenedetto got a tip about dead alligators floating in the north end of Saline Lake. Agents arrived on the scene and observed the dead gators in the water with bullet wounds in their heads, and some of the tails were removed. During their investigation, the agents learned that four subjects were out frogging in the early mornings of August 1st, the same day the new law went into effect on Saline Lake in Wynn Parish, when in addition to any bullfrogs they might have caught, they shot and killed eight alligators. Cited for eight counts each of taking or possessing alligators during close season, facing a criminal fine of up to $950 plus a possible 120 days in jail and a civil restitution payback for the value of the gators in the amount of $3,006, our 19-year-old Brenton Carpenter and 23-year-old Trayton Trawick, both of Winfield, 18-year-old Sawyer Watkins of Jonesboro, and an unidentified due to his age of 17. Our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, it didn't take them long. I had a gun with them out frogging. They decided, well, let's just go ahead and shoot some of these alligators and cut the tails off. Well, that don't work, and they're going to pay the price. All right, getting back to our text message machine. Let's see. We have one that says, I was in Whittier, Alaska, and Seto was there also. Yeah, Seto is nationwide, and I've been to Whittier several times. Boy, what a wonderful place that is. I didn't go to that particular spot to fish. That was where the Glacier Tour boats embarked and took you all across the Gulf of Alaska, and there were whales to be seen, puffers, which is, puffins, which is a, kind of the state bird of Alaska. It's a weird, almost a toucan-looking bird that's a seabird. And lots of other seabirds all out there. You can see the fish that are there, the salmon fishermen. The glaciers are incredible. You actually get to stop there and actually watch some of it break and sounds like thunder when some of it goes off. It's a very interesting place. Whittier, Alaska. Been to Alaska 17 times. Hopefully I'll make it another trip back there. All right, here's one that says, Don, what are your good and bad memories of Hurricane Katrina? Whew, how many hours you have? Well, I'm going to try to sum it up as succinctly as I can. During the Katrina, I was called into emergency broadcast duty. And in doing that, not only was I covering it, I was also living it. And what I witnessed personally was destruction of property, death, was resilience, and I witnessed at that time the best and the worst in mankind, and that's about as short as I can sum up good and bad memories of Hurricane Katrina. Hopefully it's in the past, and it's gone and done, but the memories live on. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. I got a request from somebody who wants to get a fishing report for a certain area. We'll ask him about that and also find out how his alligator season's going. It's open, been open up since Wednesday. We'll see if he's got any yet and if he's got any tags and how you might be able to get in on if you're interested in going gator fishing. We're back to do that right after this quick three-minute pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures and Burris joins us. And Ryan, I had a request in. Somebody wanted to get a fishing report for the Happy Jack area. I guess that's where their boat is or where the camp is. What can you tell them about fishing on that side of the river?
Yeah, there's some fish out, you know, in the old camps and stuff out in Lake Washington and out that way. If they, you know, there's a few reds, most of them around the Myers Cut area. There's been some redfish caught there, pretty regular. But you know, further to the east is not that good. Along the beach, there's a bunch of bulls all along that whole beach right now. So if you want bull reds, you can just go until you find a big mud puddles coming up, and or sometimes, you know, they have a couple of birds diving on them. You know, there's some big schools in there.
Are you down at the lodge right now? I'm looking at, looks like a storm. The tail end of it is kind of crossing the peninsula there, crossing the river right now.
No, I did two trips yesterday, and I brought myself to the house. I'm going to Noliasi tomorrow, so I came to get all my stuff ready to go and go to Mexico.
Got it. Dove hunting down there?
Yeah, the white wing season's open, and they're all thick.
Well, that's great. Okay, alligator season. It opened in your area Wednesday. Have y'all gotten out yet, or you have any customers lined up?
Oh, we got customers lined up, but we're way too busy right now to fool with the gators. We'll start next week. After I get back from Mexico, we'll start. And it goes all the way to the end of December, so I'm in no hurry. You know, I just pick out the good ones. I have people scheduled different times to come in and kill them. So,
yeah
it's easy.
We had a good trip with you with the LSU baseball players last year, and it was kind of late. When did that, you know, it extended it to December, but once that water temperature gets to a certain level, they quit feeding pretty much. When did it shut down last year?
We see them all the time. All it takes is a warm day with the sunshine, and they'll be on the bank, even if it's in the 30s in the morning, which is very rare for here. But, you know, if the sun comes up, they'll be on the bank getting soaking that sun up. So you can kill them anytime down here. It doesn't matter.
Now, you do it a little different than most commercial gator hunters. Most people put bait out on a hook, and the alligator gets it, goes down. You pull the line up, and you shoot the gator, and game over. You do it a little bit different sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I don't find that very sporty. Now, if I got six or eight I got to get, well, then I'll do that, because it's hard to get six or eight guys to hit an alligator. You know, it's a lot harder than you think to hit one at a little distance. I'd rather shoot them and then go jump in on them or get them with the hook. You know, it's a lot more exciting for the people. You know, my buddy Blimp, he'll jump down in there and fight them. And, you know, that's what people love. So
Blimp's worth the price of admission himself just to watch him in action.
He is. He was the swamp beast on the Discovery Channel, and he is a swamp beast.
He is.
Jump in on him and wrestle him, and, oh, it's hilarious. Just, people just love it. You know, they just. Yeah. I had one guy last year, Blimp, if you get it out, and he didn't even get it out of his mouth. Blimp was on that alligator. I said, come on, bro. He said, I ain't getting in there. You're crazy.
But, you know, like you mentioned, and you know, when you got an alligator close, there's that one little sweet spot right, you know, between his eyes, and you put a .22 bullet there, and it's over. But when you're shooting at a distance, kind of at a flat angle, it's a small, small target.
Small target, and it's flat on the water.
Right.
You know, it's different. I get them as close as I can, you know, to do it, because a lot of people can't make that shot. You know, I had one guy sent me pictures of targets he was shooting, and 90 yards, and I get them in this quarter. That sucker missed a big old gator the first thing. He had two girls in the boat with him. They gave him grief. Oh, my gosh. It's a fun thing to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, what happens to the meat and the hide when you got a customer that pays for one of the tags and kills one of the gators?
Well, it's one of the most regulated things we have in Louisiana. So the hide has to be inspected by the game warden before they can do anything with it, you know, after we put the tag in it. And then usually I will, if they want to keep the hide, I will take it to Staten's over there towards Baton Rouge. And they will tan it and make whatever they want with it. And that's the best way, because if they take it with them, you know, it's just too much regulation. They're going to run into some kind of problem. They want the meat, I can give them the meat and just give them the tag numbers and stuff. But, when you're dealing with the skins. And then the worst thing, you can't get rid of the skins. You have to throw them away because nobody wants the skins. Used
That's
to be
terrible.
A very prized thing.
Yeah, now, they were. One time I can remember they were like $70 a foot.
Shoot, they were $100-something at one time. And the alligator farms have pretty much put that out of business, you know, because they get the perfect seven-footers and they kill that. But I tell you what, if you don't give the meat with it, they don't want the gator.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I threw some big hides away last year. I got a few getting tanned to do some various things for customers and for Miss Carmen. I got some boots getting made for myself and stuff like that. But I threw a bunch of gator away. You know, it hurt my soul to do it, but what you could do with them.
Right. Now, you know that Leslie Charleville, who does the Gayutaku, who did the gator that you got
wonderful.
Down there in a lot, that's a great way to keep a memory of a gator, you know?
It really is, and that's she did such a good job with that. She does a great job. I mean, you know, she'll paint them, and then she'll put the cloth over them and get the imprint. I mean, it gets every little mark, too. I mean, it's impressive. She knows her business.
Yeah, you need to put a shot of that on your website. You know, that's a...
Yeah, I want it on... I got to get it on the ceiling, and my old self is not climbing 30 foot on that ceiling.
So that sounds like a job for Blimp. Blimp will get it up.
Told too. So I'm going to get some youngster, and we're going to hold a ladder for him, and we're going to hang it on the rafters 30 foot high, and it's big, so it'll show up real well.
Yeah, it's going to look great. Yeah. Leslie Charleville, I can't remember the name that she goes by the business, but I think she just uses her name. But it's an old Japanese art form where they take like a paper cloth and lay it over a fish or an animal, and then she paints it, and then you've got the imprint of that animal. It's beautiful, especially
fish,
on a gator.
Fish, animals, she does a great job on fish as well. Now, the little blue rockets are showing up big time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they coming. And this front here today is going to push them. In fact, I saw something that is a pretty good migration starting early. So it's going to be good. I tell you what, people are driving me crazy. All the guys and stuff and all the young kids that we mentor, they're about to drive me crazy because they're starting to see them. And now they can't wait till the 20th. By the time the 20th gets here, the frenzy is going to be so built up with these guys that I don't know how they're going to survive.
Well, the vegetation, the submerged aquatic vegetation ought to be phenomenal right now.
It is. The duck potatoes, the new duck potatoes in our area, they're popping up everywhere. The old ones, we have grown so much land this year on the east side of the river, you know, because the river stayed 12 for a long time. There's new land everywhere. I mean, vegetating, you know, as soon as it drops out, 6 weeks later, you got vegetation on it because it's such a rich estuary. But, boy, we have grown some new habitat. It's wonderful. I mean, it's going to be a good – if we don't get one of those things in here, it's going to be phenomenal. It'll be a good year. And three pintails, that's going to be the coup de grace for us because you know how many pintails we have.
Yep. Well, we only got a 9-day teal season, so I know it's going to be precious days to get them booked. If people want to call you, tell them how to get on and maybe do it a cast and blast. Get the limit early on the teal and then catch some fish.
Yeah, the fish have been biting really well, too. So, you know, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or your website, Don Outdoors Guy, or they can just call me directly. I always answer that phone. That's 504-559-5111. And anything from a bird to alligator to fish.
Yep, including oysters. All right, well, I believe next week we're going to be airing on Bayou Wild the Fish of a Lifetime trip with Miguel and his mother, Arabella, came down, fished with us, and I'm going to try to get them to join us on the air next Saturday morning and talk about their trip.
Yeah. You want another one? No.
That was a great trip. 11-year-old kid, and he got his bull red, and he was done. Well, Ron, always good info from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. You have a great week.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. And we'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's check on our text message board. You can text us during the show at 504-260-1870. We don't take pictures there. You need to send those to my address on the website. And also, I only monitor this when I'm on the air. So if you want to send me a text, do it via my website. Just do an email. It's at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. All right, here's some messages coming in. We talked about first fishing trips after the storm of Katrina. The Worm said he went to Lake Catherine, his first fishing trip after the storm. As a front was passing through, sitting on the point across from the crab dock, in about an hour, his daughter and he caught a limit of 2-pound trout. Shortest fishing trip ever had, yet the best. Yeah, those storms, for all the damage they do, they certainly bring in the resources. All right, here's some information on boat renting. This is from Old Man Sam. He said there's an online website called boatsetter.com, and it shows available boat rentals in any area. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for that, Sam. We pass that along to our listeners. That's boatsetter.com for the people that are looking for the boat rentals. And here's a question from Big E in Thibodeau. Any reports of sheep's head being caught by anyone? I used to catch them at Point of Shen off the bank, but have not caught any there since the snowstorm this year. That's from Big E. All I can tell you is the freeze may have affected the sheep head down there. If you're going to try other areas, of course, where you want to concentrate for sheep head is on structure. Any pilings, bridges, anything that has barnacle base, right up tight against that, that's probably where you're going to find the sheephead. Sometimes you can find them in the marsh. If you're going through the marsh and you see like a bush shaking, a lot of times that's a sheephead. And what it's doing, it's pulling out some of the shells and some of the crustaceans and things that are along the roots of those plants. And you can actually see the fish in shallow water. But that's my best advice for finding some sheephead. All right, I want to thank everyone who came out last week to the Rouses in Slidell and donated for Hunters for the Hungry. We appreciate it. I did hear from Julie Grunwald, the director, and she estimates that there were a little over 18,000 pounds of game and seafood and fish and food was donated throughout the state. So thank you to all of you who participated in the Clean Out Your Freezer weekend last weekend. Now, next Saturday, we're going to have the final results of the Star. I hope we got some winners, and we can give some names of people who win trucks and boats and all that. And of course, all the categories are filled, and we'll kind of get a rundown on those. We'll get a representative from Star, maybe Rad Trasher, to join us and talk about the biggest fishing rodeo, the richest fishing rodeo in the state. It's the CCA Star. Here's one that says, did they give out a total number of gator tags this year? Well, they do give out a number based on property, based on acreage and the type of habitat it is. They estimate how many alligators can be taken off, and then they create the tags, and tags belong to the landowners. If it's public property, they do it through an alligator lottery hunt where you can get a tag. And that's already been done. If you go to the website for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery, the whole, I think it's a 30-page report on the whole alligator program. Like Ryan said, it's probably the most heavily regulated species that we monitor in the state is the alligator. And the alligator season is very high-tech, the way you have to mark it and tag it and who can tag it and the landowner can designate people to do it. You got to read up on it. It's a lot of rules and regulations to alligator hunting. All right, that is Reed Alleman's voice you're hearing in the background, and he sings us out every Saturday morning. We'll be heading out of here in just a few minutes, and then we'll be back again next week. We do this all over again. It's kind of like meeting at the camp before we head out to the fishing or the hunting hole, and we do have hunting seasons coming up. 3-day weekend this weekend, pop-up storms. Be careful if you're out there on the water. And always be courteous to your fish's neighbors. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We thank to Coleman, our executive producer back at the studio, pushing all the buttons at all the right times. We'll see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.